This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Christ is risen, and welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 149 of our readings, and it's May 29. So today we will be reading from Job chapter 39, Psalm 118 verses 65 through 80, Proverbs chapter 26, verses 6 through 9, and John chapter 10, verses 22 through 42. The Lord continues his response to Job. He reminds him and us that it's not possible to know the depths of God's thoughts. Job has been trying to get a response from God, to hear God's side of his case for a long time, and sometimes our own life is like that too. Talking to friends, trying to figure out answers, but it never feels complete. Hoping that God will give us insight, but it might seem at times that God is not listening. But God has been aware of Job's condition the whole time. And we are continuing our reading through the long Psalm 118. And today in verse 73, we hear the verse that is used when the priest is putting on the cuffs, when he puts on his vestments. Thy hands, O Lord, have made and fashioned me. Make me understand. I will learn your commandments. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Job chapter 39. Do you know the time when the wild rock goats bear young? And do you mark when the deer gives birth? Do you number the full months of childbearing? And have you relieved their pangs? Have you reared their young without fear? And have you sent away their pangs? Their young ones will break forth. They will be multiplied with offspring. They depart and do not return. Who set the wild donkey free? Who loosed his bonds? I made the wilderness his dwelling, and the salt lands his house. He scorns the great multitude of the city. He does not heed the blame of the tax collector. He will survey the mountains as his pasture, and he seeks out every green thing. Will the wild ox be willing to serve you? Will he bed by your manger? Can you bind his yoke with ropes, or will he plow furrows for you in the field? Do you trust him because his strength is great, or will you commit your works to him? Will you trust him to bring home your seed and gather it to your threshing floor? The wings of the falcon wave proudly, but are her wings and pinions like the kindly stork's? For the falcon leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust. She has forgotten that a foot will scatter them, or that wild animals will trample them. She hardens herself against her young ones, as though they were not hers. She labors in vain without concern, because God deprived her of wisdom and did not endow her with understanding. When she lifts herself on high, she scorns the horse and its rider. Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with a mane? Have you put on him a suit of armor and made his breast glorious with courage? He paws exultingly in the valley and goes forth with strength into the plain. He mocks at battle when he sees it, nor does he turn back from the sword. The bow and the sword resound against him, and his rage would destroy the earth. He will not believe until the trumpet sounds. For at the blast of the trumpet he says, "Good, well done." He smells the battle from afar with its leaping and shouting. Does the hawk remain steady by your understanding and spread its rigid wings looking toward the south? Does the eagle mount up at your command and the vulture remain sitting over its nest on the crag of a hidden rock? From there it spies out the prey, its eyes observe from afar. Its young ones roll themselves in blood, and where the slain are, immediately they are found.
Psalm 118, verses 65 through 80. O Lord, you dealt with your servant in goodness, according to your word. Teach me goodness, instruction, and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was humbled, I transgressed, therefore I kept your teaching. You are good, O Lord, and in your goodness teach me your ordinances. The unrighteousness of the arrogant multiplied against me, but I will search out your commandments with my whole heart. Their heart was curdled like milk, but I meditated on your law. It is good for me that you humbled me, that I might learn your ordinances. The law of your mouth is good for me, rather than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. Your hands made and fashioned me. Instruct me, and I will learn your commandments. Those who fear you will see me and be glad, because I hope in your words. I know, O Lord, your judgments are righteousness, and you humbled me with truth. Let your mercy be for my comfort, according to your teaching to your servant. Let your compassions come to me, and I shall live, for your law is my meditation. Let the arrogant be shamed, for they transgressed unjustly against me, but I shall meditate on your commandments. Let those who fear you turn to me, and those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless in your ordinances, that I may not be disappointed. Proverbs chapter 26, verses 6 through 9. He shall drink reproach at his own feet, who sends a word through an undiscerning messenger. Remove the motion of the legs in a proverb from the mouth of men without discernment. He who binds a stone in a sling is like one who gives glory to a man without discernment. Thorny plants grow in the hand of a drunkard, and slavery in the hand of men without discernment. John chapter 10, verses 22 through 42. Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him." Therefore they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand. And he went away again beyond the Jordan, to the place where John was baptizing at first, and there he stayed. Then many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but all the things that John spoke about this man were true. And many believed in him there.
Jesus said, If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Jesus told the people his teachings, and then he followed that message with works. And he said that both were necessary. His works were the healings and miracles he performed out of love and compassion for others. This applies to us as well, his followers. A problem that is sometimes seen is that we use lots of words but have few works. The message and our actions are not necessarily being seen together. For others to believe the message, they need to see Christians being Christians, not just talking supposed Christian talk. What we tell people by our actions is even more important than what we tell people by our words. And one thing about good works, which some call active love, is that active love can lead to love itself. Saint Ambrose of Optina said, If you find that you have no love, but desire to have it, do the works of love, and the Lord will see your desire and effort and put love in your heart. A couple of chapters from now, Jesus will say, By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Not if you talk well, but if you love well. Christ is risen. I'm Father Alexis. And remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.